Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, babies. It is the first of the month. I feel like it's pressed upon me a little bit to encourage you guys to do a 90-day push. This is the first day of the last quarter of 2024, and it's not too late. It's not too late. I feel like so many people have gotten this far in the year and they're like, screw it, I'll just start on my goals January 1st. Right. And the truth is, if it's worth it, if it's worth having, if it's worth doing, it's going to be something that you're going to do right now. And I just want you guys to know, literally making those small, consistent changes, that's how you make significant improvements over the next 90 days. Doesn't matter what you choose or what you have, but if you just focus right now on these daily actions and make this day one, it's not about one day. Literally make this day one. You've got to have a morning routine. And this is probably one of my, I would say, a little bit of self-sabotage here is that I get into the routine and the one day, like everything shifts, I kind of give up on it and I have to circle myself back. So part of my goals, and this is what I, you know, threw in through my journaling today, is to really start a consistent morning routine. What does this look like for you? I know I have a freshman in high school who chose public school this year. So part of my morning routine is to take him to school. And the first few weeks, it was really great. I take him, I drop him off. I come back home. I go straight to the gym, come in, do my office stuff. I was even going live. I was doing like some cool shit, right? Then I don't know what happened. Like life happened and I got bumped out of that routine. But I went back today. That was my goal. Get in the gym. But whatever it could be for you, maybe you're like, I don't have to leave the house. I don't have a gym membership. Maybe you just do some stretching, journaling. I've literally got a Bible study for a badass group on Facebook where I post daily readings. And we're in the last 90 days of the Bible. And like, I have never been more in love with the Bible than this moment. Like every single day is something new, and it's a new level of growth, and it's a new way of seeing, it's a new way of being, and it kind of sets my tone for the day. And I've learned to discipline myself in that if I don't have the time, I'm doing everything all wrong. So I think it's very important to make time to do that daily reading. So join that group, get in there, make that part of your 90-day push, right? Another thing that I think is really important for us to just create change in the next 90 days, so we are guaranteed to not be in the same place we are this time next year. We don't want to be stuck, babies. We don't want to be just riding a current. We want to create. We don't want to wait. So I want you to start practicing gratitude. Write down or say out loud three things that you're grateful for every single day. You know this is going to foster that positive mindset, improves the overall well-being. We've got these voices in our head, right? It's the part of our relationship of knowing that the devil is a liar. And if I was the devil, I would want him to make sure you wake up every single day thinking you're not worth it, because every step that we take in towards our potential is a step for the greater good. And absolutely, if you look outside of yourself at the way of the world and the shit shows that are happening all around us, I mean, it's a dumpster fire, and the media is going to keep pressing that upon us. Social media is going to be bringing out the negative. I wouldn't say just even the media is just guilty of the negativity. I think it's everybody. We force this. We choose what goes viral because that's how we're spending our time. It's wild to me. So we want to change our focus. We want to start practicing that gratitude, and we want to be the change that we want to see. We can't control the shit that's happening around us, but we can decide who we're going to be today and who we're going to be in 90 days and where we're going to be a year from now. So every morning, you've got to set these daily goals. I want you to identify one or two key tasks that you're going to focus on. That's how this is how you stay aligned with that larger objective. And let me tell you something, babe. Let me tell you something. Okay. Maybe you don't have that larger objective, right? I've got this business idea in the back of my head and very different oriented than a lot of people, right? I go crazy with everything I do. I have a million ideas, always reminded that I'm not going to be able to do it all in this life. So if you are either A, like me, and have too many things to do and you're not sure where to focus first, or maybe you just don't have anything outside of yourself, then baby, this is the time to work on you. This is the time to work on you. I'm going through things with my oldest daughter, and she brought this into my awareness the other day, where literally she feels like she's fighting for her life. And I get that. She's going through some shit, carrying some of my trauma with her right now. She's not at the point where she's ready just to release that back to me. And I get that. So there's a lot of anger, and her survival mode right now is to work on her. And I love that for her. I love that for her. She is focused. She is working. She's in the gym and she's not fucking around. That's it. I think we all could take some notes from that of just like, work on you in this moment. If you don't know what goals to set, work on you. And you've got to limit the screen time. Like, I know that this is hard. And I kept telling myself, I go through like, you know, these periods of like, I'm not going to look at my phone at night. I'm just going to read books. And I go to bed last night and I'm like, bitch, I'm on my phone. Like, how did I fall back into that? I don't know what happens. We just get into default mode because of all the things that are happening, the overwhelm, the survival mode, the fight or flight. And we just fall back into that. So I'm gently pushing this back into your awareness of like, keep the phone at a minimum. Okay. I'm going through a lot this week of just trying to get, you know, my social media posts scheduled so that I'm not here, and just to keep my intention there so that I can be available to my kids. You know, it's just gently bringing it into your awareness. Okay. Because it's especially in the morning, first thing, and before you go to bed, it's probably the worst time for you to be on your phone. Not only dropping this habit, it's going to help you sleep better, but you're also going to have that mental clarity. And this is, you guys, I highlighted this first because this is something else that I put in my own personal goals, not necessarily something for you, but I've decided, because I don't have scriptures memorized. I don't. I know what the Bible says, and I take it and I compass that in a hole, and I bring on the message and I put that in my intentional living, but I am the worst when it comes to like memorizing verses and stuff. So part of my goal for the next 90 days is to pick a verse and learn it, know exactly where it's at, what it says, where it comes from. Not only is this going to be good for my relationship with Christ, because that's my weapon against the devil. I could think of anything God says in the moment that the devil is trying to lie to me, either in my own head or outside in the face of, you know, whatever I'm going through. That's my weapon. That's my weapon to stop him in his tracks. Okay. So I want to have that powerful armor, and I know that's the way I'm going to have that. But also just, it's rewiring my brain. Every time you learn something new, and I saw this cute video this morning of what it looks like as your brain is being rewired. I tell you guys, I talk about Microdose Monday, and I talk about how, you know, if we take these mushrooms on a minuscule level, that it scientifically rewires our brain. I watch videos on that, and you could see these little guys like dancing, and it's like little smiley faces just starting to connect. And to think that I can control that. Okay. It's not left up to chance. It is literally me getting to rewire my brain. It kind of gives me peace to the shit show around me, because at least, you know, I can set some intention for that joy, and I can see the good things in my life and not just focus on the dumpster fire. And the whole while my brain is getting healthier, it's getting better. So it's about armoring up, babe. So I'm going to read this to you guys really fast. Reading I do. So I post the Bible schedule in my Bible study for a badass group. Okay. And it breaks down like the Old Testament, and then we have a poetry, and then we have a New Testament. And today this stood out to me. I highlighted it. So I'm like, that is exactly what the world needs right now. So I want you guys to take this too. And if you want to join me on memorizing scriptures, that's cool. Every time I have one memorized, I'm going to choose a new one, and I could just share it here, and maybe I'll share it in the group as well. But it is in the New Testament, the second epistle of Paul, the apostle. Paul is one of my favorite, you guys. If you do not know the story of Paul, just look it up, okay? Because it's just phenomenal. And it just shows you that you can never be too far gone from God being able to use you. So anyway, we're in 1 Timothy and it's verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And you cannot have the power, the love, or a sound mind as long as you're living in fear. And everywhere you look, okay, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or X or Facebook or the media, there's always someone saying something. And even if it's people sharing, you know, some sort of truth and conspiracy, which I believe all of those things, okay, I wear a tinfoil hat. I think there's a lot of bullshit out there. We can get caught down in rabbit holes and we can get to this level of fear and it's not going to get us anywhere. I'm not going to fear what the government's doing to my food. I'm not going to fear what they're doing to our brains. I'm going to, you know, claim the power that God has instilled with me, within me, as he, you know, in the point of creation with me, and the gift of love and the sound mind. And I control that. I control that with what I choose to put inside of my body. So, you know, keeping that level of clarity, staying detox, staying away from the processed food, staying away from the drugs, staying away from the alcohol, all of those things, it brings a level of clarity and awareness. And I step into that power. So that's the verse I'm going to go with. I know I got totally distracted, but it takes me into that. You know, we want to improve our mental clarity. We want a higher quality of life, and healthy eating is absolutely part of that. Okay. What you're eating affects everything about you. It affects your energy. It affects your health. All of it, everything that you're putting into your mouth affects you. That is why I broke up with sugar. And I'm at a point now where, you know, my other daughter's home from college this week. And she's like, you know, she had an unhealthy relationship with like Red 40. Okay. And it hurts her. She physically feels, you know, the effect it has on her. And it's, she knows now, it's in her awareness that no matter how good a bag of Takis sounds in this moment, or how much she wants some hot Cheetos, she knows the price she pays. She feels that in her mood. I know it has messed up her hormones, because every month, like, she struggles, and the minute she cuts that stuff out, she is fine. She does great. Everything's great. Otherwise, she's literally on her deathbed every time Mother Nature congratulates her for not being pregnant, right? So this shit is affecting us. It's affecting our hormones. It's affecting who we are. You've got to incorporate, and maybe it's just starting small, like work on one healthy meal, or maybe letting go of one healthy snack. You know, she's talking about cheating. She knows the effects of that. And I feel the same way. I drive by a couple of bakeries and I'm like, sugar is my nemesis. I don't eat bread, right? That's my thing. I don't eat bread, but if you gave me a donut or a cupcake, I'm going to eat it. And so I drive by these bakeries and I think, man, that would be really great. But what's the price? That shit was affecting my mood worse than anything I've ever done. Like, I was a rage monster. I was moody, reactive, irritable, short, cranky. Once that's out of my life, I'm like, oh, I feel good again. I feel good again. So it's not worth who I am to the people around me and who I am to myself, because it even affects my self-care. So I'm just talking one thing. Maybe you got to break up with sugar. Maybe you want to give up soda, whatever that is. For the next 90 days, you're going to fucking crush it. Okay. Get some physical activity. That's it. 20 to 30 minutes of exercise each day. It's going to boost your mood and your energy levels. Literally raking leaves is my go-to right now. Okay. We have a ton of huge, massive trees that I love so much. And the leaves are, it's like a never ending job. Once I have a powerful rake, it will be a never ending job. So it's that, you know, even just going for a walk or doing something outside, getting that fresh air, being grounded. I make sure every single day to get on the ground barefoot to just recharge. There is something scientifically shown when they study your body. When you're stepping on the ground, you are getting an electric charge, a recharge for your body. You need that reset. God gave us so many natural resources for us to thrive and to feel like we're alive, okay? Not to hang on death's door to, you know, get fat happy and watch every single thing ever put on Netflix. That's not our mission here. But that's it. Even if it's just a walk, you guys don't have to get crazy on the weights. I have a torn tendon in my hip, so I'm loving myself gently through, like, you know, easier walking. I'm not as long on the treadmill, so I'm not trying to go for endurance, but I, you know, it is important to me that I continue to move. So I'm doing the stretches and little basic things that I can do, not the hard killer workouts. That's not necessary. Just moving your body out of love and kindness for where it's at in this moment. Okay. And maybe you're ready for that. I do fucking miss the days that I killed myself. I felt like I got a lot of stuff out in those heavy workouts, and I will get there again, but do what you can in this moment. Okay. It's important that you are willing to dedicate time to learning something new. Continuous learning fuels your personal growth. And for me right now, that's, I'm arming myself with the scriptures, man. So whatever it looks like for you, if you can knock two birds out with one stone, you're getting, you know, your weapons from the Bible, you're getting your armor, and you're learning something new, I think that's perfect, you know? And absolutely, I do think it is important that you spend time praying every day. Not only does it reduce stress, but it improves your focus. If you can just quiet everything around you and have that one-on-one conversation about, you know, what you can't handle today, what you need to give to God, what you need help with, you know, and what you need to learn, whatever the conversation needs to be, have that. And make sure you're still building these connections, connecting with people. I've learned, you know, I'm seeing all around the proof of how important it is to have a network, to have a circle, to have that support. I think that's super important for mental health. Having just, you know, a group of connected people who want to engage, and I love that. I see how well it works. So get yourself connected into a group, and then make sure every day that you take time to just kind of reflect as you're unwinding, you know, just what could you improve and start to bring in a whole new level of self-awareness. It's important to have goals, to set these priorities down, because that's how you stay focused. And that's how you set a direction. You want a clear target. You want to be able to prioritize your efforts. And motivation is like a beautiful thing when it's here, but it doesn't always show up, right? So it's that discipline and accountability that matter the most. Accountability and discipline are, you know, like people that you could call no matter what. Motivation is that person who comes in who wants to party but would never answer the phone outside of that. So enjoy it while it's there, but don't ever just depend on it. Okay. You will get a sense of accomplishment if you can start achieving those small goals. And then I want you to track your progress over the next 90 days. Regular reflection helps you adapt and adjust. That way you're ensuring the continuous improvement. You're moving the needle forward. And that's what I want you to get from this. Because babe, listen, nothing worth having is going to come easily. That's it. This world is chasing instant results. And we're going to forge through the next 90 days, understanding the importance of patience, the importance of discipline, and the importance of grit. So I need you to keep pushing. I want you to keep grinding. Struggle is what molds you. It doesn't make you special, but pushing through it does. Frustration is going to teach you. And comfort is where progress dies every single time. You have to do the work this time that you've never been willing to do and no one else wants to do. The harder it gets, the more lonely you're going to feel. And that's how you separate yourself and become absolutely propelled forward to finding people that support where you are. You start to lose the people that aren't willing to grow forward. You become that, it's shaping you. All of this is shaping you. We're moving the needle forward a little bit forever. So in your mind, I know that it feels like it takes forever. And babe, that's the lesson. When you're feeling frustrated, that is your level of growth. You may not feel ready, that means this is your opportunity. If you're ready for anything, you're too late. If you're telling yourself, I can't keep up, that's the challenge. That's going to be what pushes you to keep moving and to get bitter, better, not bitter, better, not bitter. And then the reality hits when you realize that it's not fair. It's not fair because in your mind, you're going to see people that you think have all of this come easy to them. And that is not the truth. There is always a price. And it is time for you to pay your dues, baby. Okay. I love you guys. Make sure you share this episode out if it meant something to you. If you want to throw a couple bucks to the Listen Bitch donations, I would appreciate it. You will buy me a cup of chai and help me pay these Zoom motherfuckers and Audio Boom for putting up the episodes every day. Make sure you're signed up at BrandonLynette.com for those emails and reach out to me if there's anything else I can do to support you. If you're not in my Bible study for a badass group, let me know. I will get you added. And yeah, please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. I'm here, babe. I'm in the arena. I'm getting my ass kicked with the best of you, but we're going to fucking stop crying about it. Okay. We're going to do something for the next 90 days and we're going to be someone different. So focus on you. Let's get our shit right. Okay. Let's get our house in order and let's become super powerful before 2025 even hits. Okay.